The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 28, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 20th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
The Eternal Time, the Supreme Controller, without beginning and end, the All-Pervasive One, in distributing Your mercy, You are equal to everyone. The dissensions between living beings are due to social intercourse.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says exactly the same thing. This is explained by Kunti, devotee. The same thing is spoken by the Lord Himself. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name vishasti na priya jetu bhajanti maam pritya teshu te mai. God cannot be partial. That is not true. Everyone is God's son. So how God can be partial to one son and better than the other son? That is not right. That is our mistake. We trust in God, but we make discrimination. If you trust in God, then you must be equally kind and merciful to all living entities. That is God consciousness. So, Krishna says that I have no enemies, neither I have got friends. Nami deshasti na priya. Desha means enemy. We are envious of our enemy. And we are friendly to our friends. So, Krishna is absolute. Even he appears to be inimical to some demon, actually he is friend. When a demon is killed, that means his demonic activities are killed. He becomes a saint immediately. Otherwise, how he is promoted immediately to the Brahma Jyoti? All these demons who are killed by Krishna, they immediately merge into the Brahma Jyoti, Nirvishesh. The only difference is, of course, the Brahma Jyoti, Paramatma and Bhagavan, they are one. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattam. That is one truth, absolute truth, in different features only. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sattva. Originally, Bhagavan, he is plenary representation, is Paramatma, who is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishto. The plenary portion, Tirodokshaya Vishnu, he is in everyone's heart. That is Paramatma. And Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. The ultimate issue is Bhagavan. So, Jeeja Thamang Prabhadante. Now he is equal to everyone. It is up to the devotees or persons who are trying to understand the Supreme Absolute Truth according to their capacity of understanding. The Absolute Truth, God, is revealed either as impersonal Brahma or localized Paramatma or Bhagavan. It is up to me. The same example as I have repeated many times, just like we see sometimes the hills from our room. Yes, there are many hills in Los Angeles. But they are not distinct. When you are seeing the hills from a distant place, it looks like something cloudy. But if you go still farther towards the hill, you will distinctly find that there is something hill. And if you come to the hill, then you will find so many persons are walking there, so many houses are there. There are streets, motor cars, everything, all varieties. So, similarly, when one wants to know the absolute truth by his teeny brain, I shall make research to find out the absolute truth, then you will have vague idea, impersonal idea. And if you become a meditator, then you will find that God is situated within your heart. Dhyana vastita tadgatena manasa pasyantijam yogina. The yogi, the real yogi, they, by meditation, they see Vishnu Murti within the heart. And those who are devotees, they meet the Supreme Person face to face. It's like we are meeting face to face. Talk face to face. Serve directly. The Supreme Personality of Godhead orders that you supply me this, and He supplies. That is the difference. So, samoham sarvabhute se, He is equal to everyone. Now it is up to you to understand Him according to your capacity. So Kunti also says the same thing in this verse. Samang charantam sarvatra. Samang charantam. Charantam means moving. He's moving everywhere. Outside, inside. Simply, we have to make our eyes clear to see Him. That is devotional service. To make our senses purified, to perceive the presence of God. God is present everywhere. Antat bahi. Antat means within, and bahi means without. Those who are less intelligent, they simply try to find out God within. And those who are advanced in intelligence, they can see within and without. That is the difference. Meditation is meant for the less intelligent class of men. Meditation means you have to control the senses. Yoga practice means yoga indriya sangha. Our senses are very restless. By yoga practice, by practicing different asana, so mind is controlled, the senses are controlled. Then we can concentrate upon the form of Vishnu within our heart. That is yoga system. Or those who are too much in bodily concept of life, for them the yoga system is recommended, practicing the bodily exercise and find out the Supreme Lord within the heart. But bhaktas, those are devotees, they are still more advanced. They don't require to control their senses separately. Because to be engaged in devotional service means controlling the senses. Suppose you are engaged in worshipping the deity, cleansing the room, in decorating the deity, in making foodstuff for deity, everything nicely. So your senses are already engaged. Now, where is the chance of your senses being diverted? The senses are already controlled. Because my senses, Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Richate. Bhakti means simply to engage the senses in the service of this master of the senses. Rishikesh means master of the senses. And Rishik means senses. Now our senses are engaged for sense gratification. Sarvapadhi, the upadhi jukti. So I am this body, so I must satisfy my senses. This is the contaminatory stage of life. But when one comes to the understanding that I am not this body, I am spirit, soul, part and parcel of God, so my senses, spiritual senses, should be engaged in the service of the Supreme Spiritual Being. That is point. That is mukti. Mukti means hitva unnatha rupam. When we are conditioned, we give up our original constitution position. Our original constitution position is, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, jiver sarup hoy nitya krishna das. Our original constitutional position is that we are eternal servant of Krishna. So as soon as we employ ourselves in the service of the Lord, immediately we become liberated. There is no question of passing through some process. This very process. So, engage oneself, engage one's senses in the service of the Lord means he is liberated. So this liberation is open for everyone. Samang charantan. Krishna does not say that you come to me, you become liberated. No, he is open for everyone. He says, sarvadharman parityajyamamekam saranam vraja. He speaks to everyone, not that he is speaking to Arjuna only. He is speaking to everyone. Bhagavad Gita is spoken not only for Arjuna. Arjuna is the just like the target. But it is spoken for everyone, for all human beings. So one has to take advantage. Samang charantam. He is not partial that you become just like the sun sign. The sun sign is not partial. That here is a poor man, here is a low-class man, here is a hog, I shall not distribute my shining there. No. Sun is equal. One has to take advantage of it. The sun sign is there open. But if you close your door, if you want to keep yourself in airtight darkness, that is your business. Similarly, Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is for everyone. Krishna is ready to accept you as soon as you surrender. Samang chanantam. There is no restriction. Krishna says, Mang hi partha vipasritya jipishu papa junar. They make distinction that this is lower class, this is higher class. Krishna says, even lower class, so-called lower class, it doesn't matter. If he takes to me, then he is also eligible to go, come back to home, back to Lord. Samang charantam. And he is the eternal time. Everything is going on within the time. The time, our time calculation is past, present and future. This is relative. The other day we were discussing. This past, present, future is relative term. The foreign, small insect, the past, present and future is different from my past, present and future. Relative term. Similarly, Brahma's past, present and future is different from my past, present and future. But Krishna has no past, present and future. Therefore he is eternal. We have got past, present and future because we change this body. Now we have got this body. It has got a date. In such and such date, I was born by my father and mother. Now, this body will stay for some time. It will grow. It will produce some byproduct. Then it will become old. Then dwindle. Then finish. No more this body. You accept another body. This body is finished. The history of this body, past, present, future, finished. You accept another body, again your past, present, future begins. But Krishna has no past, present, future because he does not change his body. That is the difference between ourselves and Krishna. Yes, so Krishna spoke to Arjuna that in the past I spoke to the sun god about this philosophy, Bhagavad. So, Arjuna could not believe it. Arjuna knew everything, but for our education, he put this question, Krishna, we are contemporary, we are born practically in the same period. How can I believe that you spoke this philosophy to the sun god? And the reply was, that, my dear Arjuna, you are also present there, but you have forgotten. I have not followed. There is the past, present, future for persons who forget. But who does not forget, who remains eternally, there is no past, present, future. Therefore, Kunti is addressing Krishna as eternal. Manne tang kalam. And because he is eternal, ishanam, he is full controller. Kunti says, manne, I think, by the behavior of Krishna, she could understand that Krishna is eternal. Krishna is the supreme controller. Anadi nidhanam. Anadinidha. There is no beginning, there is no end. Therefore, Vibhum. Vibhum means the supreme. The greatest. Vibhum. We are Anu. We are the smallest. And Krishna is the biggest. Krishna is also, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, therefore, Krishna is both the smallest and the biggest. We are simply smallest. But Krishna is both. Krishna, Vibhu, greatest means all-inclusive. In the great, if you have got a big bag, you can hold so many things. In small bag, you cannot do that. So Krishna is Vibhu. He includes the time, past, present, future. He includes everything. And he is everywhere. That is Vibhu. Vibhu, all pervading. Krishna is everywhere. Annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham. In the Brahma Sanghita it is said. The Krishna, because without Krishna, the matter cannot develop. The scientists, the atheist scientists, they say that life comes out of matter. That is nonsense. No. Matter is one energy of Krishna, and spirit is another energy. The spirit is superior energy, and the matter is inferior energy. The matter develops when there is superior energy. Just like this country, America, the same America was 200 years ago, 300 years ago, the land. But it was not developed. But because some superior living entities from Europe came here, now America is so much developed. Therefore, the cause of development is the superior energy. The inferior energy, there are so many vacant land lying still, just like in Africa, Austria. They are called undeveloped. Why undeveloped? Because the superior energy, living entity, has not touched it. As soon as the superior energy, living entity, will touch it, the same land will develop so many factories, houses, cities, roads, cars, everything, as we can develop. Therefore, the conclusion is that the matter cannot develop out of itself. No, that is not possible. The superior energy must touch it. Then it will be active. There are so many machines. That is matter, inferior energy. Unless an operator comes to touch the machine, it will not act. First-class motor car, very costly motor car, machine, but unless a driver comes, it will stand for millions of years there. There is no use. This common sense is lacking. The matter cannot work independently unless the superior energy, living entity, touches it. This is common sense. So how these rascal scientists say that life develops from matter? No. How it can be complete? There is no such instances. They falsely say they do not have sufficient knowledge. So these universes, they have also developed on account of Krishna's presence. Therefore, Brahma Sanghita says, annantarastam paramanuchayantar. They are studying now atoms. So many things are going on. Electrons, protons. Why? Because the Krishna is there. This is really science. So Krishna has no past, present, future. He is eternal time. He has no beginning. He has no end. And he is equal to everyone. Samang Charantan, simply we have to prepare ourselves to see Krishna, to understand Krishna. That is the business of Krishna consciousness. Thank you.